When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in over 40 currencies, with no markups and no hidden fees. Whether you're sending pesos across the pond, spending reals in Rio, or getting paid in dollars for your side gig, you'll get the mid-market exchange rate on every transaction. Plus, most transfers arrive in less than 20 seconds. Join 15 million customers internationally. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. T's and C's apply.
Hello and welcome to a Weird News Roundup presented by Odyssey's Something Offbeat podcast. We take you on tours of strange tales from our radio newsrooms across the country each week. Today we've got a full itinerary, stretching from your piggy bank all the way to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. First, we're checking in on the fate of the nickel. Is it on track to disappear just like the penny? Then we're headed to a rainforest cafe to hear about a surprise visitor who appeared in its crocodile pool. Just before I recorded this, I was at the grocery store, and when I was at the checkout, I could see the cashier sigh at his change drawer. I was a little confused about what was going on, but then he eventually plopped a big handful of nickels in my hand, and I understood. 5-cent coins have been a feature of U.S. currency since 1794. But the 5-cent nickels, they didn't come around until 1866, when the U.S. Mint started making 5-cent pieces out of copper and nickel. Before then, they were made of silver. The Mint has already stopped making pennies, that's the 1-cent piece, with the last batch of those produced in November 2025. Here's the Dana and Parks Show out of Odyssey Station KMBZ in Kansas City, featuring Dana Wright, Scott Parks, and on this episode, Dan Weinbaum, discussing the uncertain future of the nickel this week.
Did you hear that the nickel may be going the way of the penny?
It should.
Really?
Yes. Doesn't it cost more to make the nickel by far than the nickel is worth?
Yes, it does. Story here. Last year, the United States Mint pressed the last penny. Now they're talking about getting rid of the nickel because it costs more to make a nickel than a nickel is worth.
It's like 75% copper.
So someone asked me a question over the weekend. I think it was one of our listeners on Facebook. I bought a pair of shoes that happened to be $19.99, and I was bragging about it, because I bought them in a very unusual location, and that is Natural Grocers down the street. They were selling shoes for $19.99. Look, I'm wearing them.
Oh, those are nice.
Yeah. And a listener wrote, if we've gotten rid of the penny, why is anyone still charging 99 cents for any purchase? And that's an interesting question. Now, taxes are always going to make it a skewed amount anyway. But do you see, if we get rid of the nickel and we get rid of the penny and then there goes the dime, are we just going to round up to the nearest dollar and there is no sense?
But okay. I see what you did there. if you pay by card, you can still charge pennies.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in over 40 currencies with no markups and no hidden fees. Whether you're sending pesos across the pond, spending reals in Rio, or getting paid in dollars for your side gig, you'll get the mid-market exchange rate on every transaction. Plus, most transfers arrive in less than 20 seconds. Join 15 million customers internationally. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. T's and C's apply.
Okay. But if you're going to pay cash, then you have to figure out, okay, what do we do with the pennies? What do we do if
right,
we get,
but people if we get selling
rid of the nickel?
Wares don't know. Like, let's say, I bet you 90% of people pay with card over cash. Let's look that up.
Oh, I'm sure.
I bet it's 90% today pay with a card or a debit
Jason,
card.
Can you look that up?
That's code, Jason, for will you look that up. I bet you 90 to 10, okay? So as a seller of any goods, you have to assume that by far the majority of people are paying on card.
So would you care to guess what it costs to make a penny?
Isn't it 5 cents or 6 cents?
3.6
okay.
cents. For a nickel?
7.
13.8 cents.
Oh, we should have killed the nickel before we killed the penny.
Mm-hmm.
According to the Federal Reserve Financial Services,
yes.
As of this year, U.S. consumers predominantly use credit cards. 70% of retail purchases with credit card cash used for just 14%.
Oh, that's way higher than I thought.
What would you guess on every transaction that you make?
Okay.
Whether it's going out to dinner, going to the store, swinging by Wendy's, what percentage do you use a card?
100%.
You never, ever use cash.
Do you know the last time I used cash, and you're going to laugh, and it's once a week?
Left, right, center?
When we gamble, which is not gambling, because that would not be legal, and right. We play left, right, center, and I need three $1 bills.
Charity
I
fundraiser.
I steal them out of Johnny's wallet. I have not used cash.
That is the only time you ever use cash.
When would I have cash from what? You would have to have cash to break the cash to then have change in cash. And I skip step A.
Well, debit cards and credit cards are so ubiquitous now that it's just easier and more lightweight. Just use your credit card.
Does this go by? Do we also never have a money clip anymore? Remember your dad's money clip? My dad used to have a gold. It wasn't gold and whatever it was. It looked like a
gold-plated
car seat belt.
Yeah.
And he would put that big old wad of cash, by the way, in his money clip. And if I needed something to go to the store, whatever, he'd go, get me my money clip.
Those are more like the modern man's wallet instead of the George Costanza
wallet. He never had a wallet. Yes, my dad never had a wallet.
Use these things that look like old school money clips for our credit cards, and they just fit right in your front pocket.
I would say I probably use money 25% of the time.
You're probably a higher percentage. Yeah, I'm not surprised by that.
Probably 25%.
Because, what is it, 60% you're writing checks?
A listener also called in to share their perspective on why paying with plastic has its drawbacks in a world where physical cash seems to be fading away.
I mean, this is a buzzy topic for my life. I'm an event planner, and many of the vendors, 80%, if not more, I'd say, I didn't actually write it down and take statistics because I don't do that math in my head, but people will get charged, my clients will get charged a fee if they are using a credit card. So it used to be, let's just call it the florist, that if you exceeded maybe a $5,000 mark, then they would charge you 3% extra to cover their fanny on what they are charged to process your credit card.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
In addition to change drawers at the grocery store, nickels can also often be found in the crocodile pools of Rainforest Cafe locations. The crocodile animatronics are usually in their own little pool of water, and they're often surrounded by change that diners throw in to make wishes. So while it doesn't have a real crocodile, the Rainforest Cafe at the Great Lakes Crossing Mall in Auburn Hills, Michigan, did recently feature some real wildlife in the form of a tiny turtle hatchling. Here's Amanda Forrester out of Odyssey Station WWJ News Radio in Detroit, getting the details on this discovery from Sarah Matuzik of Happy Snapper Rescue.
So why don't you start with the story of how you ended up with the hatchling?
Oh, sure. Well, it was just a few days ago. I actually had a volunteer that was helping me with cleaning a lot of the turtle enclosures, and she's now a scuba diver at Rainforest Cafe, helping with the aquariums there. And one of the patrons at the Rainforest Cafe found the little turtle in the crocodile pool and reported it to one of the employees, and then that's how it ended up getting to me, because the volunteer or the employee there knew who to call. So
and you guys have an idea of how it ended up there?
So I would have to guess, obviously, that somebody found it outside, maybe nearby. I don't know if they found it at the mall, you know, specifically, but somehow they brought it with them, you know, or found it and brought it there. And I don't know, you know, was it a mom or something that's like, hey, we can't keep that, and they just impulsively left it there, or just, I don't know.
So if you find a turtle, what should you do with it? Like,
sure.
Instead of leaving it in Great Lakes Crossing.
So typically, if you're finding a hatchling turtle, really the best thing is to most of the time you can just let them do their thing, because the hatchlings, like, have instincts to know how to find their way. If it's in a predicament and, you know, it's by a busy road or a parking lot, sometimes we can give them a boost to safety. If we know it's an aquatic turtle, we can move it to water, but typically they can find their way. If you're finding an injured turtle, for sure, call for help. There's a list of wildlife rehabilitators online, or call local nature center. They often have phone numbers to refer you. But with the hatchlings, usually it's best to just leave them. I know everyone's worried because they're so small and they want to help, but most of the time we can leave the hatchlings where they are.
And is there anything I haven't asked you that you just want to make sure our listeners know about, either what you guys are doing or something else about turtles that you just want to make sure people are aware of?
Sure. So I think not everyone realizes that turtles are becoming endangered. A lot of their populations are actually in decline. And a big part of that is collection to keep as pets. So it's always best to keep the turtles in the wild, you know. Unless they are injured, then there is help for them. So best not to leave them there. There's always help.
We'll jump out of the Rainforest Cafe crocodile pool to check out hot tub boats before heading to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's garage when we're back from the break on this Weird News Roundup presented by Odyssey's Something Offbeat podcast.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time to spring into deals at Lowe's. Freshen up your yard with Stay Green Premium 2 Cubic Foot Mulch. 5 bags for $10. Then get what you need to keep clothes, food, and dishes fresh with up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 5/6. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. While supplies last, selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.